This is the HOM Morning Show with Lori and Jeff, 94.9 HOM.
Okay, time for the announcement we teased the hell out of. And I, just to let you know, didn't sleep a wink last night. Because after 32 years, and I practiced too, but after 32 years of being on morning radio, I'm saying goodbye. How funny.
She's had enough, people.
excuse me. So this job hasn't just been a job. It's pretty much been my life. It's been my identity for 32 years. And I've been actually in the business for nearly 40. I started at BLM back in the 80s in the office. And during these 32 years on the radio during the morning, lots happened, boy. I've lost four pets, a grandparent, both my parents, and you guys have been with me every step. You know what's funny? It is kind of funny. I really didn't want to cry because I look horrible when I cry and I squeak when I try to talk. It does. You know how some people can cry and talk and they look great? And yeah, I'm not one of them. Listen, why am I leaving? Well, my personal life has been in a blender for a few years now. And I had to really examine what the next chapter of my life looks like. You know, I think life comes in chunks, in 30-year chunks. You know, you grow up, and then that middle 30, boy, that's when I was on the radio. And then there's the last 30. I'm assuming I'm going to live till at least 90. I'm Greek. I'll probably live till 100. In that last chapter, I don't think it has a 4 a.m. alarm clock, and I need to focus on myself and do what's right in this. It just, you know, I read about restaurants that close, and they always say it was a really hard decision. Well, I get it. This was a really hard decision, and I know it's right because I've made peace with it, and it took me quite some time to make peace with it because it's going to be hard not to have you guys in my life every day. You know, I never really felt like I knew what I was doing on this show since I started in 1993 over at MGX. And the one thing I did know how to do was just sort of be me. And I am so grateful that I found a job that lets me be me. I'm a goofy, uneducated 59-year-old lesbian. You know, not a bank teller. Couple things you need to know. My last day will be June 27th. And I will be helming Cans for a Cure this year. I was like, oh, yeah, there's no way you guys are having that without me. So they were like, sure, yeah, whatever you want. So for the rest of the show today and probably a bit tomorrow, we're throwing it out the window. There's not going to be a don't judge and a five calls. And we've got tons of stuff to give away. Trust me. By Wednesday, we'll be giving it away again because you guys will be sick of hearing about me leaving radio. So if you want to call or whatever, this is it. This is my swan song. Is that what they call it? Hey, who wants to hear this? There you go.
Oh, boy.
Listen, it was either that
I knew she couldn't be serious the whole time.
For God's sakes, I need to blow my friggin' nose. Oh, a call. Hi, HOM.
Hey, wait a minute. I wake up this morning, and next thing you know, you're bawling because you're leaving me. Oh, my God, I'm bawling now.
Hi, Jose. You don't bawl. Here's the, you know.
Come on. Listen. I can't believe that. I can't believe you just brought this so early in the morning and then thinking that everything's going to be all right. I'm not going to be all right.
No, it's, you're going to be, Jose, you're going to be all right. You're going to be all right, Jose. You are. Don't worry. It's okay. It's okay, hon. Don't. It's okay. Here. I'm gonna, now, you don't make me blow my nose again. Nobody wants to hear this. You're going to hear it.
Okay.
All right. Just a little one. I got most of it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You all right? Okay. You okay, Jose?
I'm all right. I'm all
okay.
right.
Okay.
Okay, Jose.
It's all right.
Hey, Jeff. How are you, Jeff?
I'm
doing
fine.
How you feeling, Jeff?
How you doing, Jeff?
Great.
He's fine.
Jeff, you'll be fine, too. I guess. Yeah. How am I supposed to make you laugh and have a good Friday?
I'm sorry. Hey, Jose.
What, you don't have her phone number? Because everybody else does.
Could you stop saying that? Because then I'm going to feel guilty. I'm going to give my phone. Enough people have my phone number. Listen, Jose, do you know what Facebook is? Hello? I'm not dead.
Yes.
Okay, so
I know.
Say hello on Facebook, all right?
Okay.
All right, see? You can still be in touch with me, all right?
And if that doesn't work, I'll give you her address.
Oh, for God's sake. And you know what?
Oh,
and I'll give him yours.
Hey, you know what? I told you, when the holidays come, we make a big celebration. So guess what? I'll pop in your house.
I love how that's a threat. I love that, Jose. You've made a holiday a threat. That's fantastic. Thank you, Jose.
There you go.
All right, bye.
All right, love you.
Love you more.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. All right. Listen, I announced I am leaving morning radio. Call me up or face whatever this because the show is off the rails.
Lori and Jeff.
The morning show is so great. They're the best.
The 94.9 HOM Morning Show. This is the HOM Morning Show with Lori and Jeff. 94.9 HOM.
Well, if you missed it, I did the big announcement. I am leaving morning radio after 32 years, so there's that. I got a call. I'm going to take it. Hi, HOM. Who's this?
Gretchen.
Hi, Gretchen. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm having a Monday. Why? What can I do you for?
Well, so I got my radio for a Thursday on Christmas. And I don't want you to leave. I don't want you to leave.
You're very sweet, Gretchen. Okay, here's the thing. So how old are you?
9 and a half.
9 and a half. When's your birthday?
December 1st.
Oh, such a good day. So, Gretchen, if you can imagine this, I have been doing this for 32 years. 32, that's a long time. That's you, your age times four-ish. If my math is right, 1, 2, 3, 4. No. Well, you know, I've been doing it a long time, Gretchen. here's the good news, you know, the HOM Morning Show is still going to be funny and awesome. And Jeff is still here. Right, Jeff? You still here with me?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Jeff.
Hello.
It's Gretchen.
Hi, Gretchen.
Gretchen. Yeah. Did we meet you at Cans for a Cure last year?
No.
Okay. I'm getting my kiddos mixed up. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to be at Cans for a Cure if you're around mid-October.
My mom just won a
tickets?
Zach Brown tickets.
Zach Brown tickets? Oh, well, there you go. That's cool. Don't worry. Mom can still win stuff. Just because I'm leaving doesn't mean the winning stuff. A couple weeks ago. Okay. Well, Gretchen, I really appreciate you calling. And it's a very sweet call. And I really appreciate it. And I understand change is hard. Trust me. Kiddo, I hate change. Ugh, do I hate it. But when I do change, I change big. So it's a big change, and I get it. I may be ruining your day, but you're going to be okay, and everything's going to be okay, and I'm here for the next couple of weeks, so we'll still have fun, okay?
Yay!
Okay, all right. There you go. Thanks, Gretchen. Have a good one. Are you out of, by the way, are you out of school?
Yeah.
Oh,
we got out the 6th.
Nice. All right, well, enjoy your summer vacation, all right?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, these messages are killing me. And little Gretchen, how sweet is that little kid? Anyway, this seems like all I'm doing is talking. Do you all want to talk?
Well,
hi,
I'll
Lizzie.
Just,
Lizzie's here.
I'm hanging out moral support.
Okay.
I'll say that Gretchen represents every little, all of us, me, everybody that's been listening since they were so young to you. And
That's the kick in the crotch,
yeah.
Is that I see, you know, 40-year-olds who are like, yeah, you came to my school and read to me when I was in the 2nd grade. I'm like, I did?
Listen, you're Greek, so you look the same for all of us.
Greek
you look
don't
exactly
crack.
The same.
I will say, Greek don't crack, although I am cracking a bit. How you doing over there, Parsons?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
A little bored?
I'm just sitting here waiting to be addressed.
How was your waiting to be addressed?
I wish all men were like that.
No kidding. Please address me when you find moments to address me. All right. More sad show coming up.
Tuning in and tuning out the morning chaos with my favorite morning show.
Lori and Jeff, the 94.9 HOM Morning Show. This is the HOM Morning Show with Lori and Jeff.
Along with New Center Maine's Lee Goldberg. Good morning, Lee Goldberg.
Good morning, Vornis.
Uh-oh.
Sounds about right.
I'm in trouble. All right, I did talk to Lee a little bit off air. And Lee's number one concern is that I was okay. I'm okay.
Well, explain why you're okay.
I will. because about an hour ago... Less than, I made the announcement on the air that I was leaving morning radio after 32 years. I'm retiring from radio, and my last day will be June 27th. Couple of things you need to know, though, about that, Goldie. Okay.
I'm listening. Oh, wow.
All right. Let me just...
Yeah.
Later.
That person can wait.
Later. I will still be doing Cans for a Cure this year. So if anybody, I will be doing the Gay Pride Parade this Saturday.
Me too.
You too? Awesome. Come join
every
our...
Every year.
Me too. Well, when our car is not broken. Anyway, so there are a couple of events that I will be still involved in. And I just... So, Lee, you know, a lot of people don't know what's going on in my personal life. And it's been kind of in a blender for... a few years now, and part of my decision was based on that, and part of my decision was based on looking ahead, you know. I think life, I feel like life comes in 30-year chunks, and I'm about to end my second 30-year chunk, so I was looking at my third one, my final one, and I decided, you know what, I think it's time, so
Well, all I care about is, are you happy?
Yeah, you know what? I have a lot of good things in my life. I really do. And I want to focus on those. And not that this wasn't a great thing in my life, because it was my life. It was my... I think about it. And it's hard. I mean, it is hard, because it really... It, my whole identity and I... Part of the decision was, who are you if you're not on the radio? And... I think I've come to peace with who I am, so it's time to let go.
Well, I'm gonna let you cry, and I'm gonna I can't go this long without talking. First of all, you know that. So
I know, I'm
this
sorry.
I'm surprised you made it that far.
So I'm gonna fill in some of the blanks.
Okay,
who you are? Because I've known you for all 32 years. I feel like, because I've been 34 years at Channel 6.
Absolutely.
So who you are is. one of the most selfless, giving, and caring people I've ever met. It doesn't matter what you do for a damn job. That's you as a human. Somebody needs something, and they call you, and you're like, what do you need? When can I be there? What can I do? If somebody doesn't call you and you find out about something, you'll reach out and say, hey, listen, what can I do? What do you need? What can I do? And as someone who's 56 years old and grew up here wanting to be a disc jockey and listening to every disc jockey that our city has ever produced, there is no single human that I can come up with that's had more of an impact on the radio industry than you. You are the first woman to not be a sidekick and to take over in a lead role and be like, I can run this show by myself and be successful at it. And that every woman who has followed you owes that to you. You were first. And you were Lori Vornis, and that was radio royalty. And every disc jockey, male or female, owes that to you to show your worth, prove your importance, why it's relevant, why it's important in a city and a state like ours to have someone on the radio that will make you laugh, that will make you cry, that will share the happy and sad times together. And you've been that person in multiple places for decades, and that can't be replaced. So when you look back at yourself, and you know, radio has been your vehicle, but you have been you, and that was long before radio, and that will continue long after.
That was the nicest friggin' thing ever.
Okay, no, hold on. Let me know when we're live.
There's Goldie.
We gotta edit it down. We don't have that much time.
Holy crap! You know what, Jeff? We got time for that.
Yeah, some issues are washing me off the air. You see that? Yep. Oh, no, we got plenty of time today.
Songs, commercials, who the hell cares? Lee, thank you. That Boy, means the world to me.
You know we go back so far. We met at a charity event.
I know.
Everything we have done, you know, in our relationship together has always been about just trying to be good people and help out. And we are lucky, you know, and
we Lizzie are.
And Jeff and you and I, we are blessed with a microphone where we can, you know, do our jobs, but also help kind of just spread some love and kindness and things that are important. And if people will listen, then good. We have a chance to influence people, and that's not a small thing and not to be taken for granted. And you've taken that and you've championed it times a million. So I'm super proud of you, and I'm happy for you. And you know, obviously you already know, but whatever you ever need, I'm right here. So
right back at you. I have no more power, but right back at you.
We got an empty seat.
Well, yeah. Well, I was just going to say, the most important, the lead that got buried is now there's an opportunity for Goldie to get on. Let's go. Come on.
I love you, Lee Goldberg. Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. Love right. you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
My morning show.
Lori and Jeff, the 94.9 HOM morning show. It's Lori and Jeff, the 94.9 HOM morning show.
Hi, everyone. It's Lori. Hi, Jeff. Lizzie went to go pee. I don't know what happened, but she's not back. So just you and me. Listen, so I made the announcement this morning that I am retiring from morning radio. I'm quitting my job after 32 years of doing it. And I am completely overwhelmed with the response.
You must have expected that, though.
I didn't know what to expect. To be honest with you, none of this has gone. I mean, I thoroughly, you know, didn't want to do it while you're recovering from a seizure, for God's sakes. You're not even here in the studio. You know what I mean? I know, but it's like, you know, and that's part of it. Like, life doesn't go the way you think or plan or anything like that. So, you know, I'll for just a couple of days, we're just going to cover this because, you know, people come in and out of the radio and they're like, wait, what? Huh, I missed it. What's going on? So, I mean, I made the decision. And, you know, and here's the thing. I've let Jeff know every step of the way what's going on with me personally.
I was the first to know.
You were the first to know because you had to be the first to know. You were the one most affected by what I did. And
yes, I was.
And I never wanted to, you know, screw you over, or, you know, I mean, I take it seriously that, you know, what I do affects you. So I wanted to make sure you were okay and stuff.
I'm okay and stuff.
Yeah. Here's the good news. Jeff's sort of theory of life is okay.
I will say this about you, and I've already said it to you in a major cry. So if it does again, I'm sorry. But we had a meeting within the company of everybody announcing it to people that we work with. And you said something that really stood out to me. You said I can't say that. now that I just came to think of that.
That I stole all the trade secrets? What? No, I didn't.
I can't say what I was going to say because I can't say it.
Can you text it to me because I got to know? Okay. Lizzie's back. Hi, Lizzie.
Hi.
Saved myself there.
What are you laughing about?
Because Jeff was, I think, going to say something sweet and then stopped himself.
No, I was going to say something that I've already said that you've already heard, but nope. I can't.
You should say it over and over and over again. Why? Did you start feeling like you were going to cry, Jeff?
No. I think it's, I don't know. I don't know what it is because he can't say it. So he'll have
to. Can't say it.
Oh, honey.
Right. This is me finding like the net when I get caught in at the end where I feel like I'm about to die, but I get caught before I do it.
That's great.
Okay.
I'm glad your net still works. That's awesome.
I don't get it, but
I don't
whatever.
Off air, he's going to explain it to us. So, which is, we have to hang tight for that one.
Okay.
In the meantime, thank you to all the messages.
Wow.
And the text messages and the Facebook messages and the app messages and the email. I'm completely overwhelmed. Now, here's the thing. I'm a Virgo, so I'm going to try to get back to every single one of you. It's going to take me 6 months, but you hang tight, and I promise you I will get back to you.
And the responses will be, who dis?
You up?
Who dis? I quit.
New number.
The HOM Morning Show with Lori and Jeff.
My day starts right.
The best start to my day. 94.9 HOM. You're listening to Lori and Jeff on the 94.9 HOM Morning Show.
This whole big announcement that you made today, Lori, that you are hanging it up, I guess retirement from radio. We worked together now for, let's see, I started here in 96. You came over in 2000, right?
2001.
So like, okay, so a long time.
Yeah.
Gotten to know each other in a pretty brother-sister kind of thing.
Totally.
But we fight all the time.
Want to stab you in the eye with a pen.
One of the things I remember the most, and you probably do too, and this is when you realized for the first time, just how I am, I think, when it was my birthday.
Oh, my God. You're going to tell this story? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
this is not the story.
Yeah,
no, you're right.
That,
you got it. Oh, my God. I can't believe you're going to tell this story.
Oh, of course I am. Because this is fantastic.
Oh, it's awful.
So it was my birthday. Lori came in the night before, dolled up the entire studio with like birthday
Star
everything.
Wars
like
birthday.
Paper and signs and
the
whole
plates,
studio is transformed into like birthday palooza. I am someone who does not like tension on my birthday.
You warned me. You said
yes,
I don't
and
like
I did
birthdays.
Warn you that I do not like that. But you did not believe it.
Mm-mm.
So I came in.
Because I'm like, who the hell doesn't
morning,
like their birthday?
And it looked like I'd walked into a 7-year-old's birthday party.
Or Party City.
And so what I did, because I always get here before she does, I cleared it all out and put it in the trash.
That day I actually was there to witness it. I remember it, looked at you, and you turned to me. And this was the brilliant part of this whole story. You turned to me and you said, I told you I don't like birthdays.
Oh my gosh.
And I
but Lori understood those words as, man, he really loves birthdays.
I understood those words as, who the hell doesn't like birthdays? Come on, you love them and you know it. So yeah, he tore it all down. And since then, I've been really good about your birthday, haven't I?
Yeah.
I just ignore it.
You didn't bother with it this
no.
year.
Did you ever
again,
say,
I thank you for that.
By the way, thank you for thinking of me, though. Did you ever thank her for spending the time to come in and do that?
No, Lizzie. No, Lizzie. He just reminded me he doesn't like
I told
birthdays.
You not to.
And he told me.
Okay. Got it.
It's Lori and Jeff.
Oh, I love it.
It's like they're in the car with me every morning. The 94.9 HOM Morning Show. You're listening to the 94.9 HOM Morning Show with Lori and Jeff.
Okay, Parsons, you told the story about how you ripped down all the birthday decorations that I did for you. This was years and years ago, over a decade.
Had to be like one of the first times.
Yeah, because lesson learned on this, Chiquitita, that you don't like birthdays, and I had decorated, and you were like, nope, not having any of it, and you tore it all down. Well, I thought you were going to tell the story about how you and I met, because we met when I was on another station, MGX.
They don't call themselves that anymore.
No, they don't, but it was MGX when I was there. We were at this, I don't even know what the charity was, Parsons, do you? I have no idea.
No.
We were on ice skates, and Jeff Parsons, I don't think had ever been on ice skates, and he's clutching the sides and scooting himself that way. Uh-huh. And I like go zooming by, and I'm like, hey, Parsons. And I think you had fallen, and I was picking you up.
Yep. And you actually brushed all the
ice off your ass.
A meat cute.
Yeah, a meat cute.
For a movie.
Did not touch my ass.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
I touched your ass, and then I thought, I shouldn't touch his ass. I don't know this man.
Right.
Little did I know. Oh, I'd know him.
You'd know all of him.
All of him.
It's Lori and Jeff.
The best in the morning.
On the 94.9 HOM Morning Show. The 94.9 HOM Morning Show with Lori and Jeff.
All right, Lori and Lizzie, what did we learn today on this big, incredible, wow, well, I guess we know what we learned today.
Yeah, we only learned one thing today. Well, actually, we learned a couple things. We learned that I am ending my 32-year morning radio career and announced it today. My last day will be June 27th. We also learned that I don't look good when I cry. I learned that nobody wants to hear me blow my nose on the radio. And everybody did. I was at that point where it was critical.
Yes.
No, it wasn't that I can always breathe through my mouth, but it was starting to drip.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, that ain't
Once
good.
Once it starts running down your face, you're in trouble.
It's not a good look. We learned that Lee Goldberg was so sweet in his little saying to me. And we learned that...
I'm surprised he hasn't tried to find an opportunity now, though.
Check your text.
He will.
You're listening to Lori and Jeff.
They are the best.
On the 94.9 HOM Morning Show.